Following John Wiley Price's arrest, a layer of quiet concern seemed to settle over the offices where he was sworn in 29 years ago as the first African-American on the Dallas County Commission. Price's colleague, Commissioner Teresa Daniel, spoke briefly.
Obviously, best thoughts and of concern for a friend, absolutely, without a question. But then also recognizing that what I have to do is respond to what the Dallas County residents would want, which is keep up my work for them.
The other commissioners didn't return calls. County Judge Clay Jenkins issued a statement that didn't even mention Price, but said he prayed for all those involved with the federal investigation.
Everybody don't know this man. This is a good man.
In the lobby, however, Deborah Culberson, a Dallas Housing Authority board member, reacted with anger.
It's a raw deal. You know, this is a very successful man, pulled himself up, didn't have nothing, come here trying to help people. And all the people he's trying to help, a lot of them stabbing him in the back.
Culberson is one of Price's warriors, activists who have protested with him over the years for what they've seen as social injustices. Culberson says the warriors will now rally for Price.
You know, we want everybody to be cautious and don't go out and do stupid stuff. But the warriors is here. We's here behind them 100%.
The 64-year-old commissioner also found support at the federal courthouse. While he was being arraigned inside, NAACP President Juanita Wallace stood outside.
African Americans, he has stood up for us when other people have not.
She questioned whether Price's in-your-face battles for minority rights have made him a target for law enforcement.
It appears to me it's a high-level profiling issue. It's another way to say to everybody, if we can bring John Wiley Price down with some of the accusations or allegations that's being made, we can bring every other person down.
Words of support for one of Dallas's most polarizing figures also came from as far away as Los Angeles. That's where the Reverend Freddie Haynes is visiting. He leads Friendship West Baptist Church in southern Dallas County. Haynes says he just wants fairness for the commissioner who attends his church. He says Price never let his activism get in the way of serving the county, and his faith has kept him focused.
He is a man of prayer. He is a man of faith, and that has presided over how he has handled himself.
There's no question Price has also accumulated many political enemies over the years as he's faced off in heated challenges and advocated for his allies. But Friday, many of them laid low as the legal case against the commissioner known as Our Man Downtown began to unfold. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.